The Science of Getting Rich. Preface to the 1908 edition. This volume is pragmatical, not philosophical. It is a practical manual, not an in-depth treatise upon theories. It is intended for the men and women whose most pressing need is for money, who wish to get rich first, and then to philosophize about it afterwards. It is for those who have so far found neither the time, the means, nor the opportunity to go deeply into the study of metaphysics, but who want results and who are willing to take the conclusions of science as a basis for action without going into all the processes whereby those conclusions were reached. It is expected that the reader will take the fundamental statements upon faith and will assume their validity, just as they would take the statements concerning a law of electrical action if they were promulgated by Marconi or Edison. And then, taking the statements upon faith and assumption, they would prove their truth by acting upon them without fear or hesitation. Every man or woman who does this will certainly get rich, for the science herein presented is an exact science, and failure is impossible. However, for the benefit of those who wish to investigate philosophical theories and so secure a logical basis thereof, I will here cite certain authorities. The monistic theory of the universe, the theory that one is all, and that all is one. That one substance manifests itself as the seemingly many elements of the material world is of Hindu origin, and has been gradually winning its way into the thought of the Western world for 200 years. It is the foundation of all the Oriental philosophies, and of those of Descartes, Spinoza, Leibniz, Schopenhauer, Hegel, and Emerson. The reader who would dig to the philosophical foundations of this subject is advised to read Hegel and Emerson for themselves. In creating this material, I have sacrificed all other considerations to plainness and simplicity of style, so that all might readily understand. And the plan of action laid down herein was deduced from the conclusions of philosophy. It has been thoroughly tested, and bears the supreme test of practical experiment. And it works. If you wish to know how the conclusions were arrived at, read the writings of the authors mentioned previously. And if you wish to reap the fruits of their philosophies in actual practice, immerse yourself in this material, and do exactly as it tells you to do. Wallace D. Wattles, 1908. Up next, preface to the 2015 edition. End of 1908 preface. Thank you.